Good morning. Good morning. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Yadula Chuminha, Dati, Serura, Alephit Gimel, Yudhaf Zadi. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Aharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Prasatan Terab Satan. You can rearrange the letters to remind yourselves about the Sha'ar Katan, the small gates, which are the eyes, the ears, and the nose, and the mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamrein Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Parnasa and healing. Barhem Tacharen Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlein Betedresh Tzadi Taf Gimel. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. This is a sequence that connects to the month of Av, the fifth month of the Hebrew calendar. This is what we will connect to today. Please join me in connecting through the permutation of Hey, wa, yo, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey.
Has joined.
The letter Kaf created the planet Shemesh, which is the sun, and the letter Tet created the astrological sign of Leo, which is Aryeh, the sign of the lion. Together, the Kaf and the Tet have a gematria of 29. And this is a connection to the Father, the Abba.
Has joined.
Tasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adata et kufbet et nunayin. The sequence connects to the Sefirah Hod and its essence of thankfulness, appreciation, and gratitude. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei Zokre Kiddush Gimel Lamed, Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod in its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shinkufav Sadiyuta. The sequence connects to the Sefirah of Malchut and its essence of kingship, kingdom, and manifestation. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, the relationships that come from the Sefer Yetzirah for the month of Av, the tribe is the tribe of Shimon. The sense is the sense of hearing, and the controller is the left kidney. We will now read the verses. We will be reading the book of Numbers, Bamidbar, chapter 7, verse 36 to 41. Vayom hamishi nasi livne Shimon shelamiel shelumiel ben Surishadai. On the fifth day, Shelumiel, the son of Surishadai, the Nasi, or the prince of the children of Shimon, Karbano Karat Kesef Echat Shelashim Umeya Mishkala Mizerah Echat Kesef Shivim Shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh sh'nehem m'leim tolet b'lula b'shemen l'mincha. He presented for his offering one silver dish. The weight was 130 shekels. One silver basin of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meal offering.
Has joined.
One golden pan of 10 shekels full of incense. Par echad ben bakar, ayil echad, kevesh echad, ben shenato leola. One young bullet, one ram, one he lamb of the first year for a burnt offering. Sheir izim echad lechata. One male of the goats for a sin offering.
Vilazeva chashlamim bakarshanayim ila elam hamisha atodayam hamisha kivasim b'neshana. Kamisha ze karban shalomiel ben tureshah.
die. And for the sacrifice of peace offerings, 2 oxen, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 he-lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Shlumiel, the son of Surishaddai. The tribe of Shimon is related to Givurah, which is severity, judgment, strict, harsh judgment. The name of Shimon is the tribal name. We need to understand the energy verses connected to this name. So I'll open up that link from the handout. There are 18 verses connected to the tribal name of Shimon in the Tanakh. Let us read a few of those. We know the number 18 connects to the word Chai, meaning life.
Has joined.
There needs to be this balance between harsh judgments associated with Shimon and life. And this number comes, these verses come to give us that connection to life, to balance the harsh judgment. Eisha elachata Kain tase lekol karishe hamishkan. 2 tenons shall there be in each board. Joined one to another, thus shall thou make for all the boards of the tabernacle. Jitei dad lekarash, aechad mishlavat, echad elechad, geinasa lekol kareshi hamishkan. Each board has 2 tenons joined one to another. Thus did he make for all the boards of the tabernacle. Shimei ben Ela haban b'nei min. Shimei, the son of Ela in Benjamin. This is a verse from Kings. These names, when you do analyzing, you will find the connection to the tribe of Shimon. And the different Kavanah of this Nasi, as he brought exactly the same as the other previous Nasim. What was his difference in his consciousness? The Nasi of the tribe of Shimon brought his offering with the consciousness of the order of the building of the Mishkan, which also alluded to his tribal progenitor, Shimon, who was zealous to punish immorality in the matter of the rape of his sister Dina and the slaying of the men of Shechem. Sometimes people find it hard to follow the connection But please remember, the temple and Mishkan were used to slay adulterers and faithless wives in the ritual of the Sota. The bowl has an allusion or hint to the court which surrounds the tabernacle, as the sea surrounds the world. He brought 130 shekels with the bowl, or the bowl weighed 130 shekels, to teach us that the court was 100 cubits and the tabernacle was 30 cubits. And together they form a total of 130 cubits, which connects to the 130 shekels, which is the weight of the silver bowl. The basin of 70 shekels is a hint to the courtyard without the tabernacle. The court is 100, the tabernacle is 30, 100 minus 30 is 70. And this was the reason for the basin being 70 shekels. And also the basin itself represents the court. An alternative consciousness for the 70 is in allusion to the 70 pillars which stood up in the court of the tabernacle. 20 pillars on the south side, 20 on the north side, 10 on the west side, 6 on the east side, and 4 for the curtain of the gate of the court. This gives a total of 60 for the court.
Has joined.
Add 4 for the veil and 5 for the curtain in the entrance of the tabernacle and the pillar of cloud, and we reach the total of 70. The ladle, the kaf, alludes to the scroll of the law that lay beside the ark. As the hand, the kaf, has 5 fingers, so the scroll contained the 5 books. Why was the ladle 10 shekels? This is a hint to the tablets that were deposited in the ark and which contained the 10 utterances. The olah offerings, the one bowl, was a hint to the curtains of the tabernacle, which were made of variegated colors. The ram was hinting to the covering of the ram skin that were dyed red. The sheep in the first year is a hint to the skins of the tahash. The tahash may have been the unicorn, but it's still living in the inner earth. The sin offering, the male goat, alludes to the tent, which consisted of curtains made of goat's hair. The peace offering, the 2 cattle, hints to the curtain of the entrance of the tabernacle and to the curtain at the entrance of the court, which completed the closing up of the tent and the court respectively on all their sides. The rams, the goats, and the sheep, the 3 varieties, were a hint to the hangings of the court on 3 sides, south, north, and west. There were 5 of each of the animals to hint to the hangings in the court, which were 5 cubits high. Please continue to read the handout. Read the parts that you may have missed earlier today. Make your full connection, for this is the month of Av, which relates to the pregnancy of Mashiach. The pregnancy occurs on the first day of Av and completes on the 9th day of Av, which is the birth date of Mashiach. And obviously we need to understand that the day is a metaphor for a month. Does anyone have any questions? Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful afternoon. We have three more classes. Our 11 o'clock class. These are West Coast time. Our 11 o'clock class will be a Sefer Yetzirah class continuing from last week. Our 4:30 class is a Deep Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a regular Zohar class for the Parashat Vayikra. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful afternoon.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Thank you.